Here comes Jackson High on first down. They're down to the 4-yard line from the 7. Juan Bramlett on the carry. Just underway, fourth quarter. And we are getting word several games out to our west and not that far away are being delayed. Pretty big storm moving in quickly. Bramlett. Oh, he's nobody there, crushed in the backfield.
Yeah, Sexton's having their way with the Jackson High offensive line.
Bramlett on the keeper.
It's been a rough night for those kids.
Put it at the 5, 3rd and 5. Jackson's moved up and down the field, no problem. They've got inside the 10, and they just...
Well, they don't drive block. They just kind of push you around with that zone blocking, and it doesn't work down on the goal line.
And now they're going to lose a boatload of yardage all the way back to the 13. Now it makes it tougher to kick a field goal. That little handoff to the flanker, Jamar Paris, it worked a couple times, but the last two times it's been a debacle and a timeout, Jackson. 10:38 to go in the game. Tied at 21. Let's take a 30 break right back on 101.9, 1450. GOC, Tom Ranchford, Tony Mack, Josh Ankrell, fourth down, goal to go. Bramlett throws a little pass over here. Suddeth, oh, he almost broke a tackle down at the 4-yard line. Ball back to Sexton.
And we almost got lucky because that last Sexton player kind of jammed on the pile, and that was close to being a late hit. But, yeah, Jackson just has all kinds of trouble when they got to dig yardage out because of their style of offense and the way they block.
Got to go straight forward, and they haven't been able to do it on three occasions down there inside the 10-yard line with first downs.
Well, we got a moment of final in Columbia Central. Wins. They beat Hudson by the score of 21-0.
They are dancing in the aisles.
All over.
At the Point Bar and Grill. Near the shores of Columbia, Lake Columbia. Tom, they just beat Hillsdale and Hudson back-to-back.
Very impressive.
That is amazing. Congratulations. Brooklyn, Columbia Central. 10.5 here. The Big Red. Two tight ends. And they pop one off left tackle out to the 7-yard line. A pickup of 3. They're going to try to probably pound it down your throat here. And can the Jackson defense step up here?
Two to one Mets, home run by Daniel Murphy off of Tanaka.
10 to go here, 2nd and 7. First back through, Jackson pounds him. 13-yard line, the big fullback, and he is an absolute horse. He's only carried it twice tonight. C.J. Brown. Look at those tackles. They both weigh about 3 bells.
Marcus Rooney and Carlos Nelson led the charge for the Viking defense.
And it's a third down and a long 5 here for the Big Red.
And you mentioned Jackson's defense has played well. They have, with the exception of the pass defense, which is a...
Gave up the one huge play.
And a couple of medium-sized plays to get them out of trouble. I don't think Sexton wanted to do it deep in their territory.
They fake. Now the quarterback's going to run. Can he? He's hit from behind, and down he goes. 5-yard line. Great job by the Viking defense. And
they covered intended receiver Kiston Branson right out of the backfield, which is extremely difficult to do. They tried to run that, which was going to be a throwback after they faked it to the right, and they were going to look back to the left, but one of the deep backs were there. Actually, two. They had him covered under and over.
Yeah, Viking defense has played so well, it'd be heartbreaking to lose this. And they've had so many opportunities.
catch the ball.
Yep, catch the ball. Unknown kicker is back about midway in the end zone. Driving kick. This is returnable. Pryor caught it. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touch. No, he's out of bounds. 6-yard line.
Kind of makes up for the other ones that he dropped. Very great. Short kick, very just inside the 35-yard line.
Did he look determined, Tom?
Yeah, Pryor's he's a very positive, enthusiastic kid, and very calm by as well. And he just made sure he caught it sure-handed and got up that far sideline before he was knocked out of bounds at the 7.
Took that ball and just went straight ahead. Wasn't anything very fancy. Pryor comes to the sideline, gets a blow here. 7-yard line, first and goal. This is where the Vikings have not been able to just pin back their ears and go forward. And then, of course, you run it out of the gun immediately. You're getting the ball back to the 12-yard line. Bramlett, Suddeth. Touchdown. There you go. Quick handoff, Shante Suddeth. Vikings lead 27-21. 8 to go here at Withington. Good job that time. Just that quick handoff to Shante Suddeth. And Shante's had a beauty here tonight.
7th touchdown of the game tonight, and they've been, we have changed. It's been a Jackson score and a Sexton score. Jackson, then Sexton, all the way through this game.
Big extra point here by Kreider. Up. Good. 28-21 Jackson, back in 30 with the Elro kickoff. On 101.9, 1450. Back at Withington. Vikings have just taken the lead. 8 minutes to go. 28-21. J.I. kickoff brought to you by Elro, your source for metals and plastics. Cut to size, delivered the next day. Visit Elro.com. Kreider has it teed right in the center of the field at the 40. Bangs it. Oh, this is punished deep and into the end zone. Good weapon there. Nick Kreider, 6'1", 175 off the soccer team, giving the Vikings an extra weapon. Outstanding kicker.
I wish I could emphasize how quickly we need to finish this last 8 minutes and 2 seconds. The Jackson County Western game at Coldwater has been delayed and now postponed until tomorrow morning, as has the St. Joe Stevensville Lakeshore game, the War on the Shore. I could kind of see that because that's right on Lake Michigan, but this is just in Coldwater, 45 miles away. When that rain comes, it's staying, and it's got some energy in it.
Less than 8 to go. Quarterback being chased. He's hit. 7-yard line. Anthony Coffey, a great play by the Vikings on defense. The sack all the way back at the 10-yard line.
Number 22, Anthony Coffey off the edge.
The senior at 180. Knocked down the crafty Mike Lynn. Second and 20, clock runs with 7:25 left in this tilt.
Jackson really did need that big defensive play right there. How about the kickoff by Kreider? When they want to, he can pin them deep. What a great weapon off the soccer team.
He'll keep somebody in center field. Lynn back to throw it. Little stop pass is caught. They get about almost 10 yards back out to the 20, and it'll be 3rd and 10.
And see, they did, because Anthony Parker and Baron Parker were both deep safeties. So they changed their defensive
Why would the
alignment.
Clock be stopped? Why would the clock be stopped? No reason. That clock stopped, and that gave Sexton an extra 20 seconds. Lynn is back at the 12, third and 11. Back to throw it, looking. Fires it long, and that is incomplete. Fourth down.
That's a weakness because Devin Taylor again got behind the Jackson defenders. Fortunately for us, that ball was thrown about two steps too far.
Getting a little breezy here at the stadium. Tom, you look a little antsy.
Well, there's nothing worse than having to come back tomorrow and finish the game. You're trying to get those kids. You know, Jackson did it last year where they had to go back up to Everett. And
here's the kick on fourth and 11. A low squibber going out of bounds, 42-yard line, Jackson football. You know, if they could run a couple first downs here, they're going to be in good shape. Again, our other game tonight on K105.3, all Vandy. And that will make it four in a row. We'll have Vandy next week on K105.3 at Grass Lake. That'll be a beauty.
With 1:48 to go in the third, it is Vandercook 46 and Hanover Horton 14.
Don't show me that radar, Tony, please. Get that clock moving, 6:33. And here's a nice run inside the 40 down to the 37-yard line. Keep that clock moving, 6:20 to go.
Well, the one nice thing for this situation is Jackson is able to keep the ball on the ground. They don't have to rely on passing, so they can chew the clock off. That 5 yards on first down goes a long way towards that.
Big comeback by Napoleon. Addison 35, Napoleon 27. Two to go in the third. I believe that tilt tonight in Addison.
It's in Napoleon.
In Napoleon. Vikes run one for a first down. Bramlett again down to the 30. Inside the 30, 29-yard line. First and 10 Vikings.
Pretty nice faking right there, too, because the fake makes this thing go.
5:40, clock running.
First and 10 at 29.
Vikes lead, 28-21. Pryor and Suddeth have both been outstanding. They're in the backfield. This is Suddeth. Shakes two tackles. Breaks another one. He's down to the 21. 8 yards on first down for Shante Suddeth.
Now, Jackson will do a good job of working the clock. Scott's going to hold the quarterback, Lawan Bramlett, with him for a long time. The whistle was just blown to put the ball in play, and then Scott sent Bramlett on the field with the play. And they'll be very deliberate to try to take as much time as they possibly can.
Ball's at the 22-yard line. Just hang on to it, fellas. Vikes lead by 7. And there's Suddeth. First down at the 20. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. They can't tackle him. He is. Oh, he's touchdown. What a run by Suddeth. Unbelievable. Shante Suddeth. Spectacular run. 22 yards. Viking touchdown, 34-21.
Off a lot of shifty moves there by junior running back Shawnee Suddeth. And Suddeth,
all right.
Yo, not really. Suddeth goes up that left side. He broke up. He just shook a couple of Sexton tacklers right out of their spikes. Man, what a touchdown.
What a run by Shante Suddeth.
22 yards on the run, and Jackson leads 34-21.
Get the subway out. Kreider's kick is good. Back in 30 seconds, the high, 35, Sexton 21 on 101.9, 1450. 4:28 left, GOC Ratch, Tony Mack, Josh Ankrel. Pretty good crowd on hand here tonight. And Jackson just 4 minutes away from knocking off the Big Red of Lansing Sexton. And in my broadcasting career, that has not happened often. Long driving kick. Picked up, fumbled, picked up again. And a good hit, 20-yard line. First down, Sexton, 21-yard line. 4:22 left. Good tackling now by the Vikings, up 14. Another real good kick, solid kick by Nick Kreider. Really done a nice job for the Vikings. He's made 5 extra points. Been very effective on the kickoffs. Mike Lynn, is he still a quarterback? He is. Fires it out here. It's caught. No tackle. Well, they get him down at the 40. That was a great, outstanding catch.
The doggone Devin Taylor again, Greg, right over the middle.
Devin Taylor. And now a Viking is injured. Hopefully that is a cramp. The first down, Sexton at the 41, 4:12 to go. And the trainers are out. Let's take a break. We have an injury timeout. We're back in a minute on 101.9 and 1450. Hey, welcome back to the stadium. Play back in. Chante Suddeth was the injured Viking, but looks like he's going to be okay. First down, Sexton. Lynn back to throw it. Down the middle, he's got a man wide open. It's caught, they miss a tackle again. And Sexton running all the way down to the Jackson 22. Well, let him catch the ball, but you gotta tackle him. And that was just a horrendous tackle, or an attempted one out in the secondary. And in 2 pass plays, Sexton's covered 50 yards.
He throws a nice ball. And they are working their way open. Jackson does have safeties now. They're not pressing with man-to-man. But you got to be able to make an open field tackle.
Malik Brown trickles out of the lineup. 3 minutes and a half left. Lynn, bad snap. Oh, he gets away from the corner, man. Now he's running. Now he throws. Knocked away beautifully. Great defensive play by Jackson Hayes.
Baron Parker.
Jaquan Ballard.
It was Ballard, 24. Yeah, he somehow got his hand on it down there. I don't know how Lynn got away. We were hoping for a bad snap, and it finally happened. And he didn't handle the snap from center. And then he somehow eluded the Jackson pressure, rolled to his right, found a receiver. Couldn't really squeeze the trigger that well because he was under pressure again, running to his right. And then Ballard was able to bat it away.
Ball at the 22, second and 10. Clock stops with the incomplete pass. Two wides on both sides. Lynn out of the gun. Good snap this time. He's being chased. He throws it for the end zone, and that's knocked away again. Excellent D play. Again, Ballard down in the end zone for the high.
And again, good pressure from the outside on both sides by Jackson's pressure men because they really flushed Lynn out of the pocket and made him scramble.
Third and 10. Tried to hit Devin Taylor. Ballard, nice job. And Ballard was the only one back there. I didn't see any safety down in the end zone. And third down and 10 for Sexton. Clock 3:17. The clock is at a snail's pace right now at the stadium. 22-yard line. Good snap, Lynn. Rush on. He gets away from contain. He throws. It's caught. That's a first down at about the 9-yard line.
Devin Taylor again. He ran that square and over the middle. And again, Jackson had good pressure on Lynn, the quarterback from Sexton.
But they're losing contain, Tom. And now Taylor looks like he's cramped up with 3:07 to go. It's not warm over here at all. It is humid out in the field. But we have a nice breeze here. I wouldn't call it warm. Some people have jackets on over here. Very comfortable evening, but we've had a lot of cramping up here in the second half.
It's warm. It's 73 degrees with 79% humidity and a dew point at 66, so it is a little bit warm.
You sound like Ed Ring. Remember him?
No.
You don't remember Ed Ring?
No.
He's one of the great weathercasters of all time around here.
I'm looking at tomorrow with a scattered thunderstorms in the morning still forecast. High of 67 tomorrow, so when that front comes through, it's going to chill us right down.
I can't believe you don't remember Ed Ring.
I don't.
No.
From
it's not ringing a bell. Sexton first down. They throw it out in the flat. Big hit by the Vikes.
Parker.
Anthony Parker laid some real lumber on the receiver at the 3-yard line, and he coughed it like a rented mule. 2:53, clock stop, second down and goal from the 8-yard line. Have you ever seen a slower clock in your life?
Well,
in this last 6 minutes.
Especially because we know
what's right over those trees. Oh. You know it's going to be a tsunami. Lynn back to throw, flag. Deflected, almost picked off by the Vikings, and another flag.
Pass is broken up, incomplete.
We have motion on Sexton, I do believe. Vikes will turn that down, third in goal from the 8.
Well, you cringe every time you see a pass go into the end zone like that, or near the line anyway.
It will be third down.
Balls can be batted around. Anything can happen.
Yeah, that one was very – Jackson had three players that had a chance to pick that off.
Well, and you teach those guys to bat it into the ground. Don't let it get in the air. If you're going to get your hand on it, get that thing in the ground. Don't try to be a hero and make an interception. If that thing goes in the air, anybody can grab it.
Ball's at the 8. It's third and goal, Lansing Sexton. Jackson leads 35-21. We can't get this last 6 minutes in. Lynn back to throw. High snap. Rush on. He escaped one. He escapes another one. Now he's rolling, looking. He throws in the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown. How could Jackson lose their man? Open in the end zone. Touchdown, Sexton. Kari Foy Walton. They just couldn't get their hands on Michael Lynn, and he bought himself all kinds of time, and Walton finally came loose in the back of the end zone, and that was a masterful job on that drive by Michael Lynn the third. Extra point. By the player who did not make it into the media guide. 35-27. Snap good, kick up, and good. 35-28. Come back in 30 seconds for the Sexton very likely onside kick on 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Back at Withington, our onside kick brought to you by Elro, proud to support American manufacturing. Always looking for new employees. Visit their career page, elro.com/careers. Elro Steel. Okay, we expect an onside kick here for Lansing Sexton. Everybody up for Jackson. They have 10 people in a 10-yard box here. Two and 39 left to go. If the Vikes recover, Sexton does have three timeouts. And there's a little pooching kick. Jackson dropped it. Oh, no.
Two different Jackson players had their hands on it.
That ball should have been caught. It was right up in the air. It was a horrible onside kick.
Jackson.
And Jackson dropped it. They had two players there.
So they mishandle another opportunity on special teams.
You can't even fathom what's happened over here. Wow, Sexton gets the ball, 48-yard line. Here we go. 2:35 left.
No overtime. Don't even.
Mike Lynn, out of the gun. Back to throw it. Rashani throws, wide open, caught. 32-yard line.
Well, this is too simple because this is exactly what Everett did, or East Lansing did last week against Jackson High. This passing of nothing real sophisticated, but he's just throwing a nice ball and they're getting open and catching it.
Lynn again. Throws and, oh, almost intercepted. That would have been the ball game. Was that Pryor that had it?
I think it's Worthy.
Marcus Worthy had both hands on it. Second and 10. 2:16 to go. Jackson leads 35-28. You just knew Sexton would somehow get that onside kick, and they did. Lynn has five receivers out. Got to cover them. Throw a quick pass, incomplete. Well, they just tried to drop it off into the flat to Carl Brooks, right through his hands, third and 10.
I just wonder why they did that, because they haven't done that all game. That was just a little swing pass to the right flat. Unless they were going to try to catch it and get out of bounds, but Sexton does have three timeouts left. We're down to 2 minutes and 13 seconds. Jackson does lead by 7, 35-28. But Sexton does have the ball at the Jackson 31.
Just don't lose contain of this quarterback. Really, he's made some big plays by running around back there and buying some time. And watch number 3. Now we have a timeout, Sexton, with a third and 10 coming up from the 32. 2:13 to go. Bad weather lurking here at the stadium. 30-second break, right back on 101.9, 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Third and 10. Here we go, my friends. Third and 10. GOC, Ratch, Tony Mack, Josh Ankrell here at the stadium. Crunch time. 2:13 to go. Lynn throws it out. Wide open. Caught. First down. 15-yard line. Boy, that was, I don't know what the coverage was there, but it was bad.
Well, you give up something when you try to, obviously, when you send a man to the quarterback, that's, you know, usually not there.
They just sent one man deep, Tom, and the other guy cut up.
And they also have identified, after watching game film of last week against East Lansing, they know where to go.
Lynn again looking for the same play. Yep. Almost intercepted. Yoxheimer had it, was right to him.
Thought he had both hands on it.
Couldn't hang on. That's really three balls that could have been picked off here. And now it's second and 10.
Boy,
Buck 50 to go.
Whoa. Jackson leads by 7. We're down to a minute and 52. It's second down and 10 for Sexton. And let's face it, everything has pretty much been going their way for the last second half of this fourth quarter.
Mike Lynn out of the gun, five receivers. Back to throw it. No pressure. Corner of the end zone. It's incomplete. Out of bounds anyway. Taylor, the intended receiver.
Yeah, he works so far. That was not going to be in bounds anyway.
Over there for the Vikes.
Long out like that. That thing was a Lynn threw that football a long way in the air.
It was either Pryor or Worthy. Third. 1:46. Slowest clock in the history of Timex is here at the stadium. Didn't we have 6 minutes to go at 9 o'clock? It's now 9:30. Lynn, chase throws, caught, touchdown.
Oh, no.
Just terrible tackling by Jackson in the secondary. That was a very simple little look in. And he ran right through her over Worthy. And a touchdown, and it's 35-34.
But he shouldn't have ever got anywhere near the end zone. He caught it. That's bad enough. So now I told Mr. Mack, I think that they were going to go for two. Now they've called a timeout. It's 35-34 Jackson with 1:41 to go in this game. They've already missed a PAT, and they came back and scored a two-point conversion on a run by Funches to get the PATs back where they kind of need to even things up. So now Jackson with a one-point lead waiting for Sexton's PAT. They've taken a timeout to talk it over. They can do just about anything on this. And really, I mean, sometimes with schools like Sexton, they do have trouble on the PAT. So go ahead, give it your best shot. You've come on the road. You don't have a win yet this year. I can fully understand them going for two here.
They brought all those big guys in, those two big lumbering tackles. They bring an extra tight end linebacker type. I don't know if they're going to get this off, Tom. I don't think they are.
Did they try to sneak him in?
They had to take their last timeout.
How do you break a timeout with 10 men unless they were trying to sneak him in and run a sleeper play? Which you might be able to get away with, but there's seven officials on the field now in the CAAC. Very tough to pull anything by these guys and gal, as we do have a woman officiating as the back judge.
100 seconds to go. Bad weather inches away from the stadium. 35-34. And it looks like Sexton's going to go for two. They have placed the football in the far hash mark. Somebody's got to make a play for the Vikings. Somebody's got to make a play for Jay High. And they're in the shotgun. I got to look for the quarterback even to run the ball.
Still don't have 10, 11 guys on the field.
Mike Lynn, out of a gun, fakes the handoff and throws, incomplete.
They simply tried to go one-on-one with Taylor against Anthony Parker. Parker's not very tall, and I think that's what they tried to do, and he was the only man out there. And Sexton was a mess. They twice had a timeout and even couldn't get 11 men on the field after their second timeout. So they were in a disorder over there, and Jackson
But you know what? It's not over. Here comes another onside kick for Elrose Steele. You know, Jackson led this thing 35-21 with about 6 minutes to go. They thought the game was salted. Now, they just dodged that bullet.
It was with 4:28. Sutter's fourth touchdown was with 4:28 to go.
Wow.
It made the score Jackson 35 and Sexton 21.
That was about an hour ago. Now we have, this has just been a nightmare for Jackson, the onside kick. Sexton has no timeouts. All Jackson has to do is recover this kick, and the game is over.
Pryor is deep.
Recover the kick, and the game is over. Last one, they had two guys there, and they, I don't know what they did, but they didn't cover it. 35-34 Jackson, 1:41, onside kick is caught flag, decline it. Sexton was offside, you decline it, Jackson ball. You take three knees, and we beat the tsunami, and beat Sexton.
I don't think you can decline this. That's a motion penalty, so they're going to have to, you can't decline that. As soon as he went offside, the whistle blew.
I did not hear a whistle.
But it's irrelevant. When that's the call, the play is dead.
Okay, let's do that again. Another onside kick. Sexton was offside. And they try it again from the 35-yard line. There it is. Grab it. Get on it. Cover it. Jackson does. And should win this game.
Don't try to score.
God, no. No, Tom. No. No. Oh, don't. Ball's at the 46-yard line. Sexton has no timeouts. You take three knees. And you head to Subway. 35-34. There were about three Jackson players that covered that onside kick, which was not very good. It went about 15 or 20 yards. Oh, man, why are you even in the gun? Fall down. Don't hand the ball off. They do to Suddeth. This is it. Lightning with 1:25 to go.
Oh, man.
I. All Jackson has to do is kneel on the football, don't they? This is exactly what the Kansas City Chiefs did last night. They ran a stupid play with 30 seconds to go, and they fumbled it, and they lost the game. Jackson's running out of the gun. And now Bramlett, secondary. Don't score. Don't go out of bounds. He goes out of bounds with 40 seconds. Tom, this makes no sense.
I can't.
None. You take three knees and the game's over. Only bad things can happen on those handoffs when you don't have to do it. Ask Andy Reid. That nincompoop last night. Forty-four seconds, and we're just fortunate the game's not delayed. Take a knee. They take a knee. Thank you. That should be the game.
Got to do it one more time.
Get up there and do it one more time, and
unless they really lollygag, and this is good efficient. Yeah, he put it in play with 27. No, he put it in play with 23. We don't have to snap it. You don't have to snap it. That referee with the hat did a good job. Now, he ignored the lightning, which is another issue, but he did till 23 seconds.
It's over. It's over. It's over. Somehow, some way, Jackson won this game, despite every mistake in the book, 35-34. And man, are those officials getting out of here fast. Take a quick break. We'll come back for Subway, Subway Player of the Game. 35-34 on 101.9 at 1450. Hey, we're back. Quick wrap-up from the stadium before the storm hits here. 35-34, Jackson wins. Tom, couple out-of-town scores.
In the CAAC, Holt beat Everett 35-0. In the Interstate 8, Marshall beat Battle Creek Penfield 49-7. In the Lenawee, it was all Columbia, as Columbia Central, undefeated at 4-0. They beat Hudson 21-0. Final score just in from Boomer at the Vandercook game. It was Vandercook Lake 46, Hanover 14. The Jackson County Western game against Coldwater has been postponed until tomorrow, with the score Coldwater 34, Western nothing. And I think there was 6:32 to go in the third quarter of that one. Final up in Grand Rapids, Muskegon has beaten East Grand Rapids 56-28, and it was Portland 28, Lansing Catholic Central 6.
Thomas, thank you. Shante Suddeth, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game, spectacular night for the Vikings. Three touchdowns, and he caught one for a touchdown, so four TDs. Shante Suddeth also made a couple outstanding plays on defense tonight. And despite numerous mistakes by the Vikings, able to overcome that somehow and win this game 35-34. Again, we join you tomorrow, 2 o'clock at Lumen. Your only live coverage of Lumen Christi Northwest, K105.3. Thanks for your time this time. Till next time.